Great, thank you so much, and thank you guys for being here. I'm going to talk about news media coverage of obesity, physical activity, and nutrition topics in two CPPW grantee communities. I was told I can say that I'm poor, and I promise I have no relationships to disclose here. Okay, so today, we hope you walk away with the understanding of how media content analysis can be applied to examining local news media coverage for public health purposes, and how local social marketing efforts can help influence coverage in local markets. We also will be looking at the comparison of two local news media markets in communities with and without the CDC-funded CPPW initiative. So just a little bit of background for you. What is communities putting prevention to work, or CPPW, as we're going to refer to it throughout this presentation? It is a two-year CDC-funded program tackling obesity and tobacco. It was in 50 communities throughout the U.S., and the main purpose of it was really for environmental change in communities, to support environmental change. So the communities were really focusing on healthier school lunches, healthy options in vending machines in government buildings, walkable and bikeable communities, things like that. Our purpose was to provide media support to the CPPW communities. There were evidence-based strategies that the CPPW communities drew from. Two of them were media access, which was our main focuses. And our grantees were the local and state health departments, but other main audiences were community and school leaders and concerned parents, and we were really focusing on the concerned parents in the communities to have them help us push the community leaders. So the main intent of our research was to compare media coverage in two of the CPPW communities. There's so many acronyms at CDC, and you get them all confused. CPPW communities to two equivalent non-CPPW communities. So our methodology. Our first goal, we had to first pick the communities, our community selection, and we had specific criteria. We wanted to focus on obesity-related communities as opposed to communities that were funded for tobacco. We wanted mid-sized markets. We also wanted mid-sized markets that had a comparable comparison community for us. They also had to have a daily newspaper that was searchable in the Nexus database for us. So the two CPPW communities we picked were Nashville and San Antonio. They both had really strong public education initiatives, real strong media outreach, earned media outreach pushes. In Nashville, they had a local branded program called Nash Vitality, and in San Antonio, they had the Find Your Balance initiative. Our comparison community for Nashville was Knoxville, and San Antonio was the comparison community was El Paso. So they were both similar in size, close to each other location, and made for good matches for the comparison. Our article selection, we developed a custom search string for Nexus searches and pulled from the major dailies in those communities. So the Tennessean, the Knoxville News Sentinel, the San Antonio Express News, and the El Paso Times. We chose our time period from January 2010 to March 2012. CPPW actually started March 2010, but we wanted to start a couple months before to get a good purview of the news media coverage in those markets before CPPW started, and then we followed the news media coverage throughout the time period through the conclusion of the initiative through March 2012. For coding and analysis, we had a team of coders trained. They examined for reliability. We looked at the main ideas of the article. We looked at whether or not the articles discussed specifically obesity prevention. We looked at any discussion of the CDC evidence-based strategies that I mentioned earlier, media and access. The framing main idea of the articles. We looked at whether or not they were positive, negative, or neutral articles. And we also wanted to see who was being quoted, what organizations, spokespersons were being quoted and used in some of the articles on the obesity-related topics. We used SPSS for the analysis, the descriptives, the frequency means, and cross-tabulations. So for the fun part, our findings. So we had a total of 205 items that were coded. We saw a greater volume of obesity-related coverage in our CPPW communities as compared to the comparisons. There were over four times as many articles on obesity-related items in Nashville as compared to Knoxville, and twice as many of obesity-related articles in San Antonio as compared to El Paso. And here's a good chart to kind of illustrate the over time, the volume of articles that we saw. And I do want to mention that we split out the time period in nine quarters. So this is over the nine quarters what we saw. There was in Nashville 74 articles on obesity-related items, and in Knoxville there were 17. So you'll see the steady increase over the nine quarters of obesity-related articles in Nashville as compared to Knoxville. And we saw the same thing in San Antonio. There was 81 articles on obesity-related items in San Antonio versus 33 in El Paso. And again, we saw a steady increase over the time period of the CPPW grant in San Antonio and the obesity-related articles. So I mentioned earlier that we also coded for obesity prevention. And we saw four times as many articles discussing obesity prevention in Nashville over Knoxville, and over five times as many articles in San Antonio on obesity prevention as compared to El Paso. Another interesting finding we had was the population focus. We saw a greater volume of articles on focusing on children and obesity, and we saw it in Nashville. We saw 30 articles on children and obesity as compared to 10 in Knoxville, and 40 articles on children and obesity in San Antonio as compared to 16 in El Paso. We found a lot fewer articles focusing specifically on other groups, men, women, or any racial or ethnic minority groups. This addresses the CDC evidence-based strategies I mentioned earlier. Access related to nutrition and physical activity were most commonly discussed in the CPPW communities, more often compared to their comparison communities. And just for your benefit, nutrition access was anything limiting unhealthy food or drinks, or getting greater access to healthy food or drinks, like maybe fruit and vegetables being offered in a corner store. And for physical activity access, it was maybe safer parks for children to play in, be more physically active, increasing physical activity in schools. So we saw much greater discussion about the access to these topics in our CPPW communities. And here is a chart illustrating for nutrition access. We saw 43 articles in Nashville as compared to 6 in Knoxville, and 42 articles on physical activity as compared to 9 in Knoxville. So as you can see, still a much greater difference in what we're seeing in the discussions in our CPPW communities. And again, same for San Antonio, 41 articles on nutrition access and 12 in El Paso, and 54 on physical activity and 18 in El Paso. For the article slant, across the 205 articles that we did code, we only had three that had an actual negative slant, and one of them, only one of the articles with the negative slant was in the CPPW community. It was in San Antonio, and it was on the critique of a proposed soda tax and it wasn't really, they didn't have any connection or mention of the local CPPW effort or initiative, but it did critique that kind of environmental change topic. And then we had two other negative slant articles that were letters to the editor in El Paso. The CPPW program, the program itself, was mentioned almost exclusively in our CPPW communities. We had one mention of it in Knoxville, so we had 13 in Nashville and 29 times it was mentioned in San Antonio. The surprising find to us was that the local branding initiatives in those communities, Nash Vitality and Find Your Balance, were mentioned a lot less. Seven articles only mentioned Nash Vitality, and one article in San Antonio mentioned their Find Your Balance program. So, conclusions and implications. So, obesity-related articles were just more prominently and consistently mentioned in our CPPW communities as compared to our comparison communities. So we believe that the use of a local targeted media strategy can really help increase the media print coverage in a local market. As far as obesity prevention discussion, the communities were making a big push on that, so that may have helped with the discussion around obesity prevention in our CPPW communities. However, I do want to mention that even though they were mentioned, obesity prevention was mentioned more often in our CPPW communities, it's still in only in half of the overall articles. So I think that really highlights the need to really strong messaging, strong spokesperson training for obesity prevention messages, so we can get the prevention message out there, not just the problem, but also the solution. And then also we saw a lot of discussion around children and obesity. And a lot of the communities, their community plans focused on school and school-aged children, so that may have been the reason for the increased discussion around children. But then that meant that we weren't really seeing a lot of information and discussion around other affected populations. The CPPW communities also had a strong focus on nutrition and physical activity access, which may have increased the media coverage in those communities. And on a local level, we saw a lot less of the negative slanted articles, as I mentioned. So perhaps having a local targeted media strategy can help help drive positive and neutral articles. And then finally, we saw the CPPW brand program mentioned in the grantees, almost exclusively in the grantee communities, but their local brands, the Nash Vitality and the Find Your Balance, as I mentioned, were not mentioned as often. They didn't get the same amount of pickup, so I think that we need to provide a lot more guidance on promoting local brands in communities. And that is it. Thank you very much. I want to say a special thank you to Derek Anacucci and Rebecca Lessie, our data gurus on this project, too. Thank you.